Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
I'm Megan Lynch. In the news, a judge hears a lawsuit to overturn Missouri's near-total ban on abortion.
As soon as Missouri voters approved to enshrine abortion rights into the state's constitution in November, Planned Parenthood filed a lawsuit seeking to strike down the state's ban on most abortions that contain no exceptions for rape and incest. Missouri amendment does not specifically override any state laws. Instead, the measure leaves it to advocates to ask the courts to knock down bans they believe now to be unconstitutional. A Jackson County judge did not immediately rule after the hearing. A Planned Parenthood spokeswoman said abortions could begin as early as tomorrow in clinics in Kansas City, Columbia, and here in St. Louis if the judge issues the order. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Former Missouri Congressman Billy Long has been selected by President-elect Donald Trump to serve as the Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service. Trump made the announcement in a Truth Social post, saying in part, quote, "Taxpayers and the wonderful employees of the IRS will love having Billy at the helm," close quote. Along with his 12 years in the U.S. House, Long's background is in real estate and as an auctioneer. The St. Louis County Council reportedly going to have to make some hard decisions with the 2025 budget.
St. Louis County Councilman Mark Carter says he is yet again disappointed the budget given to them by County Executive Sam Page is unbalanced for the ninth consecutive year.
This administration refuses to do the necessary thing to give us a balanced budget to approve. So now they leave it to the council.
Last year, the county council cut around $14 million from the budget. In his State of the County speech, Page floated the idea of raising property taxes or creating an online sales tax when discussing the budget. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
The city of Jennings facing a $2 million bill after a judge ruled against the city for halting its community center project. Jennings reportedly missed legal deadlines and failed to notify its insurance company about the lawsuit against the city for stopping construction. Now they must pay the entire amount owed to the building company, Hankins Construction. Councilwoman Nadia Quinn blames Mayor Gary Johnson, saying the issue starts and ends with his actions.
I would like to see an impeachment, and that's, I believe, the only chance that we have to try to rectify things, because I don't have any faith in this mayor to come to the table to try to rectify this.
Quinn acknowledges they currently do not have the votes. A spokesperson for Mayor Johnson called Quinn a political rival who doesn't have a majority on the council. Asked if the insurance company would be covering the $2 million owed to Hankins, she said the city is investigating its options and plans to appeal. For the second time this year, someone has been shot to death at a McDonald's in East St. Louis. Officials say the latest victim was a young female employee.
Major Rory Stewart with East St. Louis Police tells Fox 2 the shooting happened Monday night at the restaurant at the intersection of 25th and State Streets.
It's a sad, tragic situation, and it hurts my heart just thinking about something like that.
The St. Louis ME's office on Wednesday said 23-year-old Deanna Samuel of Belleville died at the hospital after the shooting. Another incident at the restaurant this past May claimed the life of Trayvon Brown, who was 22 and from Cahokia Heights. Illinois State Police are now working with East St. Louis Police to investigate. Julie Carpenter, KMOX News.
A fresh start and a new name, all part of the process by three historic Catholic parishes in South City forced to merge under the St. Louis Archdiocese's consolidation plan.
St. Louis Archbishop Mitchell Rozanski has signed off on a name for the new parish brought about by consolidating Our Lady of Sorrows, St. Joan of Arc, and St. Mary Magdalene. Starting Sunday, the three will now be known as St. Lucie Parish, with a primary worship site to be chosen early next year. The actual church buildings will retain their current names. St. Lucie was a martyr born during the 3rd century in Italy. She's the patron saint of blindness. The consolidations and closures are all part of Archbishop Rozanski's All Things New Parish Reorganization Plan to address the declining number of local Catholic priests and members. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
From the KMOX Business Desk, two St. Louis area lawmakers are refiling legislation that would give tax credits to projects that convert empty office buildings into apartments and retail. The Revitalizing Missouri Downtowns and Main Street Act didn't make it through the last legislative session. The bill from State Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis and Representative Travis Wilson of St. Charles would allocate $50 million a year in tax credits. Another St. Louis area brand has to change its name due to a lawsuit over trademark. This time, it's the Smiley Face Cookie Company, started by the owners of MacArthur's Bakery to employ adults with disabilities. The bright cookies with smiley faces were sold at area Schnucks. They're now looking for a new name after receiving a cease and desist order. Federal records, according to the Business Journal, show Smiley in relation to cookies is trademarked by a holding company in Delaware tied to Eaton Park Family Restaurants, which also sells Smiley cookies.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.